Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Former Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. S.E. Jamir stresses India's unity in diversity, cautions against growing political divisions threatening national harmony. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee accuses ruling government of neglecting socio-economic issues. Centre secures 1.56 crore rupees relief for aspirants and students in education sector through refunds from coaching centres. And Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan emphasises that the new national education policy has been envisaged to take India to the global level. Now the news in detail. A two-day youth conclave and cultural fest organised by Linguistic Minority Forum of Nagaland was held at the Lions Club in Dimapur today. Former Chief Minister Nagaland and former Governor of Gujarat, Goa, Maharashtra and Orisha, Dr. S.C. Jamir, speaking as the chief guest, emphasised on India's rich diversity, noting that the country has been a symbol of unity in diversity. He, however, expressed concern that this unity is gradually eroding, with national issues often being viewed through the lens of political party divisions. He also spoke on challenges posed by extremism, which threatens the country's secular fabric, warning that unless the principles of secularism are upheld, India faces a perilous future.
Today, we are meeting at a very crucial time in the country and also in Nagaland. The landscape of politics of that time was quite different from the present Indian political landscape. In Parliament, all the members, whether they treasury bench or opposition, they only talk about the national problem.
Highlighting Nagaland's history, he said that the state was purchased by blood and stressed the need to overcome divisions within the state that foster negativity. Dr. Jamir further urged youth to embrace the spirit of unity, harmony and broader leadership. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee NPCC today criticized the ruling government for not focusing on socio-economic factors and problems faced by people but is instead only focused on political issues. During a press conference held at Congress Bhavan, led by AICC Secretary in charge of Nagaland, Christopher Tilak, along with MP, Lok Sabha and President of NPCC, S. Supongmuren Jamir, and other party leaders, the party said they have completed the first phase of their tour to six districts. Mr. Tilak observed that people of Nagaland have been focusing too much on political issues, while socio-economic aspects have not received much attention.
Is one of the most important indicator connecting different cities, towns and villages. If the roads are really bad, it is a strategic way excluding certain communities to have access to certain facilities in the capital. And I find that the political leadership today in Nagaland is not much focusing on these socio-economic factors like roads, schools, hospitals, which are primarily required for the development of the future generation.
Mr. Tilak pointed out that in India, 65% of population is below 40 years old, making it a young nation, and Nagaland is equally a young state with a predominantly younger population. He, however, claimed that the government does not have a clear vision for youth empowerment. Nagaland's MP, Lok Sabha and President of NPCC, S. Supongmuren Jamir, today said reimposition of protected area permit and reduction of free movement regime are serious issues and should not affect the people, adding that it goes against government's own policies. He said government initially introduced Look East policy and later changed it to the Act East policy. He therefore added that the establishment of International Trade Center would be meaningless if it negatively impacts the people.
Respecting of this free movement regime from 16 to 10 or maybe on 9, that is, it has become a very serious and it is mostly implicating in our Naga society. Mon area, our Konyak brothers and sisters, more than 100 villages are inside the Myanmar. And then this side, now the amount of family members, the father-in-law, sisters-in-law, all are related and they are staying in with international artificial bordering area.
Responding to queries during a press conference at Congress Bhavan in Kohima, Mr. Jameer remarked that restrictions on tourists and related matters are one issue. The MP further said such matters remain issues between the central government and international policies. The centre has facilitated 1.56 crore rupees in refunds to students from coaching centres, providing relief to aspirants and students. The Department of Consumer Affairs successfully facilitated these refunds for over 600 students. These students enrolled in coaching centres for civil services, engineering course and other programmes were previously denied refunds despite following the terms and conditions set by the coaching institutes. The relief was made possible through grievances filed by the students via the National Consumer Helpline, which facilitated a streamlined process for dispute resolution. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said the swift action by the department has helped students receive compensation for unfulfilled services, late classes or cancelled courses, ensuring they do not bear financial burden of unfair business practices. The department has instructed all coaching centers to adopt a student-centric approach, mandating clear, transparent refund policies to protect students' financial interests. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has emphasized that the new national education policy has been envisaged to take India to the global level. Addressing the 101st Convocation of University of Delhi in New Delhi today, Mr. Pradhan stressed that making India a developed nation by 2047 is possible through the implementation of the National Education Policy 2020, NEP 20, across the country. Mentioning that 60% of the country's population consists of youth, with many of them in colleges and universities, he urged students to advance Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Viksit Bharat.
आज भारत की 60% आबादी युवाओं की है, उसमें से ज्यादातर स्कूल एंड कॉलेजेस एंड यूनिवर्सिटी में रहते हैं। प्रधानमंत्री जी की जो आह्वान है, हमें अपना कर्तव्य निभाना है, भारत को 2047 तक विकसित भारत में परिवर्तित करना है, तब ये संभव हो पाएगा अगर दिल्ली विश्वविद्यालय के नेतृत्व में हम देश में राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति को लागू कर पाएंगे.
The minister further lauded Delhi University for implementation of NEP 2020, expressing hope that it will take lead in making Delhi a knowledge hub in the coming years. The Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela began in New Delhi today, showcasing latest seed varieties and technologies in the agriculture sector to farmers, students and other stakeholders. The theme of the three-day fair is Unnat Krishi Viksit Bharat. Inaugurating the event, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said government is continuously working in the field of agriculture to make India a developed nation by 2047. Mr. Chauhan highlighted the paramount importance of high-quality seeds, asserting that efforts must be made to ensure that the best seeds are swiftly accessible to farmers. He said that it is essential to integrate scientific advancements with the farming community. The minister said that a modern agricultural forum, or CHOPAL, will be established to bridge the gap between farmers and agricultural scientists. In Jammu and Kashmir, representatives of India and Pakistan armies have agreed to uphold the February 2021 ceasefire agreement and explore measures to prevent future misunderstandings. Brigade commanders of both the countries held a flag meeting in Poonch district to ease tension after recent skirmishes and IED incidents along the line of control and the international border. Besides agreeing to uphold ceasefire agreement renewed on February 25, 2021, Brigade commanders also agreed upon leveraging established communication channels to de-escalate tension. Both sides emphasized on importance of ceasefire agreement in maintaining peace and stability along the border. To end the evening news, here are the headlines once again. Former Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. S.C. Jameer stresses India's unity in diversity, cautions against growing political divisions threatening national harmony. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee accuses ruling government of neglecting socio-economic issues. center secures 1.56 crore rupees relief for aspirants and students in education sector through refunds from coaching centers. And Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan emphasizes that the new national education policy has been envisaged to take India to the global level. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning with the English news at 7:30 a.m. Good night.